We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Move the set minutes be approved as circulated.
I'll second it.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to the Board of Equalization. It looks pretty quiet. Okay. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 14 and 15.
Is there a motion to approve those yet?
No, there is not.
I would move that we approve both correction slips 14 and 15.
Moved by Barnard.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion.
I'll in just a second. Okay.
Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. Need a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve opening the public hearing. This is Lori's, the treasurer's office. It is 2001 Ford van. For church use, there's a dollar figure. Wymore Church, there is no tax, no taxes number that are waived on it. So anyone here in support or against of the Wymore Church of Christ? Not, need a motion to close the public hearing?
Move.
Second. Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. Need a motion to approve or disapprove.
Motion to approve.
Move to approve by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Barnard. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, you're up.
Okay, basically, what I want to bring to your attention is that I am going to be called in for a show cause hearing next Tuesday. The Turk wants me to come up and discuss Area 2, which is Liberty, Island Grove, and Sherman Township. I've not got the order yet, but my understanding is they would like to raise that 18.6%. A little background on what's going on here is this year in Area 2, we had 15 sales. The department decided that they were going to start to borrow sales from other county to give us a larger number of sales that we could look at. And if you look at this chart that I gave out to you, in market area 2, instead of year from July of 06 to June of 07, we only had 2 sales in market area 2. Then you go to 07 to 08, we had 6, and then 08 to 09, we had 7. So if you go down to the next year, added sales, they borrowed 5 sales from Pawnee County to give us a better understanding of the market, especially during that first year, because 2 sales is, you know, a very few number of sales. So that's what they did this year, was that they borrowed sales, gave us 5 more, so that we ended up with 20 sales to analyze instead of just 15. After we analyzed them, we put a 10% increase on dry land and a 6 to an 8% increase on grassland with those sales included. So we've already increased that area. Ruth, which is the tax administrator, went before Turk, and my liaison, Russ, who comes down, he's the gentleman that talked to us last year. Bob, him, and I worked together to analyze the sales, and with those sales in there, we came up with to be within range of what the median from 69 to 75% on ag land. When they presented it to Turk, Turk was concerned with the added sales, whether the methodology is correct or whether...
The Pawnee County sales?
Yes. And so right now the debate is kind of between the department and Turk with the counties, several counties being called in. Now, we did the same thing in Area 1. However, if I take five sales, we borrowed them from Johnson. If I take the five sales out, I'm still in the range. With Area 2, if I take the five sales out, I'm not in the range. And but also, you see that there's a lot more sales in Area 1. There's 104 sales in Area 1 after the final result. So I guess the question right now is, the board, the Turk board, it sounded like there was two members that were kind of accepting this methodology. There was one member, Mr. Wickersham, and he contacted Mr. Wallman yesterday, and we had a lengthy discussion, Jenny and Mr. Wallman and my Senator Wallman and myself. Where they're going to go with this, we're not sure.
I have a question, Patty. Isn't that contrary to everything they've told us on drawing from existing? Ruth, we stay within our boundaries and create our own areas, and now?
Ruth is under the... She's indicated to me that it's an acceptable mass appraisal technique through the IAAO. So she has indicated that it is. I'm not sure that Mr. Wickersham is completely in agreement with that. Where we're going to go with this, I don't know. It's going to be a show cause, and we'll see what comes from it. If they order an 18%, they order an 18%. The same area, if you recall last year, department always measures ag land as no improvements on it, no buildings, no anything. It's just raw ag land. Last year, this area was lowered by 6.6% because we put minimally improved sales in the ag base.
Where I'm hitting a wall right here, there's two sales in that area.
In that time frame.
So we're going to do a blanket appraisal of 18% increase.
On the 15. Because there's 3 years of sales reps. If you look, Area 2 only had, or Area 2 had two sales in 06 to 07. 07 to 08 there was six, and 08 to 09 there was seven.
Is so that just on those?
Three townships in the corner.
That would not be the 15 only. Sales, it's on the three townships, a blanket increase on the three townships. That needs to remain open, Gary, if you'd open it, please.
I think he's going to make noise.
And last year with the minimally improved, we argued that case a little bit because we feel if there's just a grain bin sitting on 160 acres, that's truly an ag land sale and not, you know, that grain bin didn't influence somebody one way or another. But they did lower 6.6, so already last year we knew after we took and dropped a year of sales off, we were going to be low again this year. And Bob, Russ, and I studied the market, and we did put increases on Area 2. And now with another 18%, they're going to end up with a 21% or better increase over across the board if this goes. So I think it's just going to be whether Turk and the department come into an agreement. You know, Ruth Sorensen is the property tax administrator, the department that went ahead with this methodology that the counties, you know, took in. And so I have no idea what's going to end up happening.
Matt,
what would be the county's appeal process if they make that ruling? Is it over, said, and done with, or do we have a recourse to go back and say, well, hold on a minute?
I think we do. I think the first thing I need to do is next week, I've been on the phone with Ruth and Russ. They are willing to testify on my behalf because of reasons I can't be there next week medically. they're going to have me sign an affidavit and are going to defend the county, which they already have done. I mean, this is just up in the air still. It's just a debate, basically. So Ruth indicated to me yesterday that she would be willing to represent the county with Russ, but I need to release an affidavit from myself indicating to Turk that I want them to represent me, and I think that would be a good thing.
Go ahead, Gary. Or Matt.
Over a period of, let's see, how much of an increase did they get a year and a half or a year ago?
Well, they got a decrease of 6.6.
There was a decrease. Okay, I was thinking there was going to be a cumulative increase.
There was an increase on top of them, and I'm not sure exactly what that was. Those three townships definitely had some sales that indicated that were lower than the rest of the market area one, which is all the rest of the county. Now, the question in my mind then is, do you just have one market area and forget? I mean, if you're going to raise these people by 20-some percent, you're going to be right over there with the rest of the area. And you may not, you know, market areas have always been an issue. You know, where do you draw the lines? You know, we used to have five, but then the southern part of the county started to sell for a lot more. So we, you know, in talking to Senator Wallman and Jenny, yesterday, you know, we feel that there's a lot of things with this ag limit that needs to really be looked at and overhauled and restructured. We don't know exactly where to go with it. Years ago, the state actually did the county valuations of ag land. That's been quite a few years ago. Do we develop, you know, Norm and I talked yesterday about kind of an even proposing legislation, do we develop an ag land board maybe, made up of Bruce Johnson from the state of Nebraska? You know, he writes a manual every year or a booklet every year indicating where sales are going on these ag land. I mean, it just seems like there's always a debate over the ag issue. It's not a simple issue. You know, it's one of the most complex issues there are.
Gary.
Did a little research yesterday when this all came about, and I think there's about nine counties that are facing the same thing, and it's amazing to me how many decreases some of these counties are even getting. So it's, you know, it's not quite half, but a lot of them are all decreased, special, including special value at Hitchcock County of like 8.2%, and there's some others, and the average, the ones that were raised in the other counties, seems to be about 6 or 7%, and they're asking us for 18, I guess, and not long ago, as either the University of Nebraska or one of the state agencies had in the paper, all over the newspapers, how much ags went up, average all across the state. So I guess, as Patty, I would also question the large increase when some of them have had really large decreases. I don't know if it's just a guy or two on the Turk board or what it is, but it seems like this is somewhat out of line. And we did have in the protests last year, if you remember, I don't know who was on at that time, but we did have a gentleman from Johnson County that actually owned along that eastern border. And he raised these same issues about using some sales, and he kind of had the process down where he knew that we, you know, the part of the equalization process, that we could actually use some of those sales across county lines. So the issue's been raised already, and then Patty says that they robbed some sales, basically, from the next county. I guess I don't know where it's all going, but it just seems like this.
And the one case is a Turk case, and that was from a year ago, so it would be interesting to see how they will rule on that. However, when we did some, you know, we've got evidence and stuff that we need to turn in, but there is one case where he wanted to use some Johnson County sales.
I'm having a hard time following the consistency of where they're going, and we as a board that sit here and listen to this and think we have an understanding on it, I'm confused on how they do it. How does the public even remotely understand our taxation and how we come up with evaluations? I think that's where the state needs to go, is it needs to simplify our offense sometimes.
Well, and it's just a very, you know, because when a sale takes place, you have so many acres of dry land on there, you might have so many acres of grassland on there, you have to break the sale down. It might sell for $2,000 an acre, but you have to break the sale down because you know that grass didn't sell for $2,000 an acre. So we have a process and a formula what we use to break down the cell. Right now, it's a debate, I think, between kind of...
No, I understand all that. But my point is, when Gary's talking about the gentleman last year, or 2 years ago, whenever it was, in Johnson County...
It'll be interesting.
His ground just across the county line was X dollars, and over here were this dollars, and now all of a sudden they want to throw in...
The only thing is...
To meet the ratio they want, they're willing to throw in higher sales to meet it. I find that something's wrong. Denny.
You're absolutely right, and I know I would like to, anybody that doesn't recognize, we have as our guest today Senator Wallman and his legislative aide, and just we're glad that you're here and thank you for your participation. What happens so often in these situations, too, is because of a lack of understanding on the part of the property owners. They would like to think that the assessor and the county board are somehow discriminately doing values that aren't appropriate, and what we're doing is complying with the law and doing what we're told to do. Obviously, as we look down the road, what can we do as far as appeals are concerned to the TURC board? And as Senator Wallman is experiencing, as I did and everybody before me also, trying to get a handle on how do you deal with it? How do you construct something that's fair to everybody involved? But I just hope everybody understands that we aren't indiscriminately doing this. The assessor's office aren't indiscriminately doing this. It's something that is being done by law, and we're trying to comply.
That's why they call it equalization.
Equalization.
Yeah. Tried to equalize it.
I don't know, Senator Wallman, you had Mr. Wickersham talk to you yesterday, so I don't know if you want to, or if there's anything that...
He called me.
He called you. Okay.
Do you want to share anything, add anything?
I remember when April really talked to her about it. I wasn't understanding the issue. That's why I went to Patty, so she explained to me what that person was. We tried to set the meeting with Ruth Thornton, but she's out this week. And then we'll probably try to meet with Bob Rutherford after the show calls next week to see what they're doing.
So, I mean, it's right now it's just show cause to see where we go. And it sounds like... A couple of the board members were in favor with the counties of borrowing the cells. One was not, and there was one that was still kind of... And, you know, they testify. My liaison who comes down, he's the one that testifies on all the counties that he has that were in compliance, and he gives us the list of cells that we've turned in, plus the five that were borrowed. So we already did...
I'm going to be the devil's advocate here and maybe enter an area I shouldn't. As you all know of following the Wymore School loss of funding, people have the shadows and the questions of government to begin with. Wymore School District is talking a loss of revenue, and now we're looking at a 21% in three of their township increases. How is the public going to perceive that?
How are someone going to pay for it?
How is someone going to pay for that? And it's one of those things I don't understand. Matt, did you have...
Well, I just compound that with in the rural areas. Go back to the winter we had. We're continuing to put money in road and bridge, and we're going to have to continue to pay for these things. So it's how do you pay for programs when people they're going to have difficulty paying for things when the increases are so exponentially large?
I'm sure anybody that has an answer to that question, there would be some people who make public policy who would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Almost everyone else has commented, so I'll jump in. Several years ago, I served on Senator Cortson's interim study committee on property tax, attended several meetings across the state, in-depth study report about this thick. I don't think legislature knows any more now about how to deal with that issue than they did then. But we all know from the school's point of view, what if schools were reliant on sales tax? What kind of world of hurt would they be in during this last recession? So, you know, therein lies the issue of why property tax is so important. But we have to continue to try to make it as fair as possible. I think the whole idea of it being based on some percentage of its market value is some sort of a fallacy. That gets to some pretty wild numbers real fast, and does that really indicate anything about how it should be taxed just because it brought a certain price at one day in time? Maybe
2 years later, it isn't working.
That's kind of where I'm at. When you're looking at a total of, what do you have, 7 sales and you're stealing 5 from another county?
No, I have 15 and I'm not stealing, I'm borrowing.
You're borrowing them.
Let's call borrowing. That sounds a little better.
You know, but 15 sales ought to indicate something, too, in my mind. Whether they think it does or not, I think they do.
I think they're concerned with the 2 that occurred in 06 and 07. They wanted to round that up to borrow 5 sales from Pawnee. Another issue that's on the table this year, before we even started the AgLand valuation process, was we had a soil conversion, our soil survey done, what's that, about 4 years, 5 years ago? There's been 2 conversions since then to correct some of what the soils have done. So this year we had to, for 2010, go in, and that's why I would urge every farmer out there to bring me in a map. And let's look at your soils. Let's look at everything and make sure you're absolutely correct on what you've got listed. We want to know where the CRP is. We want to know, you know, those things are helpful, and I cannot get those until I have a release from the farmers or the ag owners. I may send out a release form with the valuation notices asking for them to come in, look at our GIS map. Let's make sure that everything we've got on your farm is correct. It might be beneficial to you. It might be detrimental to you. You know, that we want to get it right. And with those conversions, there have been some lowering of value. And there has been some raising of value. And those are decided between the USDA and the property tax administration as to what. So a conversion had to be done first on soils. Then we had to look at the sales and see. And like I said, we already did put increases on. So this would be an additional. So we'll see where it goes. You know, Ruth and Russ and, you know, I'm going up there this week to visit with my liaison to plan a strategy of what we're going to do to fight this increase and see where we can come out, if we come out on top or not.
Okay.
What were the 3 townships? Liberty, Sherman?
Liberty, Island Grove, and Sherman.
Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Okay, Board of Equalization adjourned.